On Tuesday, November 3rd, New Jersey voters will have the opportunity to decide whether to continue funding state open space, farmland, and historic preservation efforts through Public Question No. 1, the Green Acres Bond Act, which will appear on the statewide ballot. We spoke to Dr. James Hughes, Dean of the Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy at Rutgers University, regarding the economic benefits of land and historic preservation efforts. Can you discuss the economic benefits of state preservation programs?
Yeah, there are several economic benefits that can be achieved if the bond issue is successful. If we're looking at our economic future, this bond issue is really a wise investment. And basically, critical 21st century industries, these are knowledge-based post-industrial industries, tend to locate in high-quality environments. And so, to the degree that investment in open space and farmland preservation produces a higher quality environment, it's going to make New Jersey much more attractive for those industries of the future. In addition, the key talented, highly educated workers that are needed by those industries are not going to come to New Jersey without clean water and a high quality of life. So that is the primary economic benefit. The second one is we're finding nationally and globally that water supplies are crucial to economic growth, economic development. And some of the high flyers throughout the United States, these are states with very high growth rates during the past decade, all of a sudden have real water supply issues. And so clean water is a major attribute of New Jersey. And so to the degree we protect that high quality water and enhance our watersheds and water supply systems, we're going to be a much more attractive place for economic development.
Does New Jersey have cleaner water than some other places?
New Jersey is the Garden State. Unfortunately, the opinion of many people is what they achieve when they're driving down the turnpike or coming into Newark Airport. But when you get into northwest New Jersey, it is a green, environmentally attractive and sensitive area with abundant supplies of water. And so the state has created a Highlands Protection Act to ensure that that water is going to be there in the future. And the bond issue will help ensure that that act is achievable, that is, in buying up the appropriate watershed land.
The Green Acres Bond Act would authorize $400 million in bonds to continue state open space, farmland, and historic preservation efforts. With the current level of state debt, can we afford to borrow more for preservation efforts right now?
Well, that's always a question given the state of the national economy, given the difficulties of the state and regional economy. Debt levels are a problem, but this is not that big a bond issue compared to the total debt that the state already has. And we should realize that once the bonds are authorized, they're going to be issued over a multi-year period in the future. And so the debt service on those issuances is not going to hit in 2010 or 2011. It's going to be a little bit further in the future. And hopefully at that time, the national economy will have rebounded, the state economy will have rebounded, and that the debt becomes affordable.
With a downturn in the real estate market, is now a good or bad time to be preserving land?
An economic downturn like we're having now, particularly since we're experiencing the aftershocks of the bursting of the housing bubble, makes this maybe perhaps a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to acquire land at affordable prices. Prices have been driven down by the severity of the recession and the bursting of the property market bubble, so that you can really get much more bang for your buck this time around. So there's a lot of land available at prices we haven't seen for decades. So this makes it really the opportune time to engage in land acquisition.
Who does this land belong to, by the way?
again, there's a whole range of owners in terms of the farmland preservation component. In many cases, it is farmers who want their land preserved. And again, another side economic benefit from that is that it enables agricultural activities to continue and thrive because the farmer has another essentially an income source by selling the development rights to their properties. But there's also institutions that own large blocks of land that are desirable for preservation, as well as individual landowners. So there are a range of ownership types.
In conclusion, what's the most important thing that you'd like to say about the Green Acres Bond Act?
Well, in conclusion, this is a unique opportunity for New Jersey. Property is available at extraordinarily attractive prices. We'll be able to preserve a good part of the state. We'll ensure that we'll have an adequate and safe water supply in the future. Save a little bit of history, provide a lot of recreation opportunities, and improve substantially the state's quality of life. All of those factors are extraordinarily important to the 21st century economy. We have tremendous competition among the states. We have tremendous competition globally for the new knowledge-based economic base. And so by having these attributes, by having a high quality of life, that will ensure New Jersey will be a competitive player in the future.
You've been listening to economist James Hughes of Rutgers University speak about the potential economic benefits of the upcoming Green Acres Bond Act ballot measure, or public question number one. That question will be on the statewide ballot in New Jersey on November 3rd to provide continued funding for state open space, farmland, and historic preservation efforts. To learn more about public question number one, visit www.gardenstatepreservationtrust.org.